Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments. My guest today is Joe Dodge. Joe works with home-based coaches and consultants to help them improve their productivity, organization, well-being, energy, and resilience to enable them to live more. And she defines that as getting to do more of what you want to do and less of what you feel you should do. Joe is a professional speaker, author, podcaster, and a hoster on two podcasts. She also has a weekly newsletter. You can see all this information in the show notes to get in touch with her. Joe and her husband Simon and daughter Ellie live in Hyde, Kent, the UK. She says, on a good day, I can see France from my office window. You're bound to pick up some helpful tips for being more productive in your life and in your work in my podcast today with Joe Dodge. Well, good morning, Joe. Joe Dodge, my guest today, as you know from the introduction. Joe is from Hythe in Kent, UK. You can ask Joe, is it a good day? Because she says when it's a good day, she can see France. So, Joe, can you see France today?
Yeah, just about. It's a bit hazy, but it's definitely blue skies today. So I stand a bit more chance today than over the last few weeks.
Gosh, thanks so much for being with me today, taking time from your busy schedule as a coach to coaches to be with us. And I met Joe a few weeks ago when she had me on her podcast. So thanks again for returning the favor, Joe.
Yeah, thanks for coming on.
Yeah. So before I ask you about the first small-time leader in your life, I always ask my guests to share something they're thankful for or grateful for in their life or work. And what's on your mind about that, Joe?
Yeah, well, I'm not sure when this will actually go live and where the state of the world will be by then, but we're just at the sort of beginning of the coronavirus issue. And my thing is around, I'm pleased that I'm working from home, and I always have worked from home for the last few years. So I actually probably less scared than a lot of people about the implications, because that is how my life is already set up. My business is home-based and I'm used to working from home, so I'm not having to go through so much change as everybody else. I have quite a lot of flexibility and I have a really positive outlook as well, and that will stand me in good stead, I'm sure. But yes, I'm grateful for the fact that I actually work from home already.
That's right. No change for you, so you are ahead of the trend. Hi, this is Mike. Man, has this been a tough year. I'm currently working with several leaders in organizations and some entrepreneurs who have struggled successfully through 2020. But with 2021 looming, they're all wondering, what move do I need to make next year? With my team that's just tired and wanting some direction, or even for their own career wondering, what's next for me? If you're close to being in this same boat, I encourage you to take a look at the resources on my website, my blogs, books, and tools. And if you'd like to just chat a while about your situation, click on the contact tab, and I'll be happy to set up a time to talk with you. Thank you for letting me interrupt. Now back to the show. I know you've met a lot of people in your life. Who's one person who was a small-time leader for you, did a small thing that still impacts you?
Yeah. So this is an example of what they're nowadays calling reverse mentoring, but I didn't know it was called that at the time. So I worked for a company, retail restaurant company in London. I was HR director and I had a small team, and my HR manager was somebody called Shayna, and she'd just joined me straight from university. So it was her first sort of proper job. And she was young and keen, and she was just brilliant. She had a really great way as an HR person of being part of the management team, but also everybody's friend in the organisation. So she was brilliant, and we got on really well. And she gave me a piece of advice by something that she said to me that was intended, I think, as a compliment, but actually, do you unpick it? Maybe it wasn't.
Had you been working with her long when this happened?
So we worked together in total for about 18 months whilst I was there. And then after I left the company, I coached her for another year. So, and we're still friends now, sort of 15 years later. So
what was going on around all that and Shauna and her advice?
Yeah, well, so I commuted into London from where I live. So that was at the time a 2-hour train journey. It's not so long now. But I used to work on my laptop all the way there and all the way home. And it was in the days when technology was slightly different. So I didn't have the internet whilst I was on the train. And so I'd arrive in the office and all these emails would go firing off to everybody in the office. And she'd say to me, you can tell when you arrive. It's all this stuff, all this work suddenly appears in everyone's inboxes. Obviously, hers being the main one. And, you know, it was a lot about we should do this and we've got that to do and how are we going to go about doing this. And she one day said to me, that if I put as much energy, or if I was as good at actually getting stuff done as I was at organizing and planning stuff, then I'd be, I think she probably says something like, even more brilliant, or maybe I'm just remembering it as being more positive.
So she was a lot younger than you, but she's...
Yeah, she'd have been early 20s and I was about 35 at that stage, I think. So as I say, she probably did count it as a compliment. I don't think it particularly was. I've often thought about it since, and I still use it as a bit of a mantra, a bit of a reminder for me. You know, I am really good at organising. I am really good at planning, and I do enjoy that part of what I do. And I think often people, anybody, not just me, can procrastinate on the really important stuff that needs to get done using, you know, a whole host of other things. And for me, it's organizing and planning and reorganizing my to-do list and, you know, thinking up new ways of managing myself.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I always say my father loved to plan trips more than he loved to take a trip. Same sort of thing. So how do you apply what you've learned from Shauna today in your work and your life? How does that play out?
So I help home-based coaches and consultants to be successful and to live more, and so that's get to do more of the things that they want to do and less of the stuff that they don't want to do. And to do that, you've got to make sure that the things that you are doing are the really important things for you. And so it's firstly about identifying those, but it's also secondly then about working out how you can make sure that you do work on those and don't just procrastinate and put them to one side and do all the sort of busy work that's much easier for us to do. And so I plan what I do every day in a way that I am really clear about what those important things are. So I've still got all the, you know, ongoing stuff to do, and I still do an element of organizing myself. And in fact, only yesterday I decided I didn't like having a particular to-do list on my tool that I use because it was too big. So I wanted to make it smaller. So I reorganized things a bit, but it only took, you know, 20 minutes to do. But that sort of fed into my need to reorganize myself. But then today, you know, I'm on it. I've got my three key things I'm working on today, and I know that what they are, and they're reflected on my to-do list and all that sort of thing. So I always have that mantra, that sort of comment that Shauna made all those years ago at the back of my mind, which is that, you know, I can fall into a rabbit hole of trying to organize myself better and reschedule things and all that sort of thing. And actually the key thing is about getting the work done.
Any of the clients you coach have that same kind of problem, challenge with organizing?
Yeah, I mean, I think absolutely. I think most people procrastinate in one shape or form. It isn't necessarily using organizing themselves or planning as that. It could be lots of other things that get in the way. But one of the things that I do encourage people to do is, if you are going to procrastinate by doing something else that's not as important as the thing that you should be doing, try to arrange your business such that you're doing something that's still important. I call it productive procrastination. So sometimes I'll do something that I know isn't the most important thing to do today, but it still needs to be done. And it's almost like, because it's an excuse not to do the other thing, right. It gives me more incentive to get whatever that thing is done, and you move your business forward. So it might not be as quickly as it could be in the area that it should be moved forward. But at least you've done something that, you know, is more useful than, I don't know, messing around on social media or watching Netflix or whatever it might be. So productive procrastination, I think, is something that could be useful too. But yeah, I think most people procrastinate, don't they? It's just they don't always do it by looking like that. Because I just think that I look like I'm not procrastinating because I'm doing useful things by organizing myself and planning. Because planning is good, right?
It is. Yeah, planning's good. Yeah, but too much planning's not good. Is kind of what.
No, exactly.
Do you any tips or ideas you'd have for the listeners around this idea of being organized? They could take with them as we wrap this up.
Yeah, I just think be really clear about what it is that you want to achieve and align your activity with that, and then find the tool that works for you. So as I say, I've used something called Todoist for years now. I don't know when I first started using that tool, and I like it because it's really simple, but it's also, when you want it to be, really sophisticated. So you can create filters and you can create various different lists and everything else, and that works really well for me. The majority of my podcast guests actually say that they use pen and paper. That's not my thing at all, but if it's your thing, then there's, you know, a number of different ways of using pen and paper to plan, whether that be using bullet journals or just a diary or a file of facts or whatever it might be. So find what it is that works for you and then stick with it would be my final bit of advice.
All right, Joe. Oh, thanks so much for your time, for being with us today and reminding us about organization is important, but too much of it can get you in trouble. Listen to those people that are younger than you. They may have a brilliant idea that could change your life. And so thanks so much for being with us. We'll see you on our next podcast in a couple of days.
Lovely. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control, but I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.